Okay. I can't tell you what time Shear is going to start next week, because I don't know what time Meyer is going to start next week. But maybe that should be the topic of next week's Shear, the proper topic of St. Meyer. But tonight we're going to discuss most probably the most controversial topic, but I will not be giving you any, hopefully, what you won't think is controversial responses. To continuing in what we were discussing about the bracha of Shalos Ani Isha, the bracha of Shirasani Kitsona that the woman is supposed to say. I will always remember when I went to grade school, for those of you that don't know, I'm a Baal Tshuva, I went to Hafter, and so my parents didn't hear this one. They get in trouble. Well, my principal. No, so anyway, so I remember when we used to be in fifth grade, and there used to be, that was, I guess, the first time maybe that they davened boys and girls together. And so some days we had a rabbi who would lead the davening. And obviously, there was not mixed seating. I don't even think there was a mechitza, but we were only a few years old. So the boys sat on one side. And there was a woman who led the davening on the girl's side. And she was always mocked. I would always remember this, that the boys would say, Shalos Ani Isha. And for some reason, I'm not sure what the halach is. I haven't found this. The boys would kiss their tzitzis. And then we would stop. The girls would say, Shasani Kirtsono. And they had nothing to kiss, so they had to kiss their belt. They had a belt. But I will always remember, though, because you never in davening hear Shatani Kirtzono. So we're going to learn today, specifically, these three brachas. Last week we discussed the first brachas, and in fact, I'm going to go back on something that I said yesterday, which I didn't realize, and that is that the formation of the bracha is not universal. Those of us that daven Ashkenaz, so we know it as Lachim ben Yom Vein Laila, and then Shalos Ani Avin, Shalos Ani Goy, Shalos Ani Avin, Shalos Ani Isha. However, for those of us that daven Nuslach Svard, or for those of us that should be davening Nuslach Svard, and also the Svardim, as well as the Nuslach Svard at Lubavitch, I wasn't sure of this, but you always know, this is a Kal Gadol, an Ashkenazic Shul, that I forgot to look up in a Nuslach Svard Siddur what they do. And I said, it doesn't matter where you are in the world, you're always going to find a Lubavitch sitter somewhere in an Ashkenaz shul. And I did. And so they do, which I assume Svar does, Nusach Svar as well, they say those three brachas at the end of brachas. And we'll see what that machlokas is based on as well. So let's look in now in Dalet on page number, what starts 148. Sarach Levarech B'chol Yom, this is Dalet in the Shulchan Aruch. Sarach Levarech B'chol Yom. A person is chayav to make the bracha, Shelo Asani Oved Kochavim. Right? We say, what do we say? Shelo Asani Goy. We'll see why in a second. Shelo Asani Oved. Shelo Asani Isha. Haga. The Afilu Ger Shahay Yachol Levorech.
Wait, 1 second.
Yeah, yeah.
Does
not.
I didn't think so.
Really?
I think what you're talking about is
that. Oh, so that's a Rizal. Very interesting.
Yeah, this is.
Yeah, this is like we do.
Yeah.
Yeah,
this is why it does. I know my youth wasn't that thing.
Right. No, so you'll see, it's interesting. The reason why I said it is because the Arizal davened that way, but look, this is, we quoted last week.
Maybe Svar did.
No, Svar did, definitely. But the Isha Yisrael, the Orcha Shulchan quotes Midak Svar did, and then he says, V'zeh be'emes nusach Svar. Anyway, okay, fine. So you're right, that's what I thought too, that there wasn't such a big difference. But definitely Arizal, because I checked their siddur, does that. Let's get back. So he says, the Haggadah says, the Afilu Ger, Shehay Yochel Uvarech Kach, Aval, now next page, Lo Yomar, page, what I marked as 3, Lo Yomar, Shelo Asani Akum, Sharei, Haya Akum Mitchila. The Anashim Uvarech is Shehasani Kirtzona. So the first thing that we learn here is that there are three brachas which are different for sure than all the other brachas. These three brachas are different in that these brachas are not part and parcel of the brachas that we normally say. So they're not a part and parcel of the brachas that we normally say. That we know. So definitely according to what we said, Minhag Svardit and Minhag Arizal, that's what you do. And then you have Minhag, our Minhag, so would we do whatever it is in the beginning. But we say, interestingly enough, we say Shelo Asani Goy, we don't say Avodi Kachavim. just on the Evan, and we see the Haggah brings that you shouldn't say Shloss on the Akum if you're somebody who is a convert. We'll see where that missile came from. And that the women say, V'hanashim mivarcho shi'atani kirtzono. So we'll see what that means as well, and where that came into play. So let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says in Dalet, this is on 148 again, Shelo asani v'yizahir shelo yivarach she'asani Yisrael k'mo she'yesh be'ezah sejurim al yidei. So this is interesting. He says shibush ha'zfus, right? This is the mistake that they made. She'yesh omim she'bezel lo yachol yivarach shuv elo asani obed k'chom v'shelo ne'isa. What's very interesting, which one should certainly pop out to them, is that these brachas are said bedafka in the negative. Shelo asani. Why don't we say she'asani Yisrael, that I was created Yisrael? Certainly it's certainly more pleasurable to say that, and it causes a lot less problems. She'asani Ish, okay, you're not making fun of anybody, whatever. I think that that they made a mistake in the Fus, that some Siddurim actually have this. So what's interesting, by the way, is that there's a Mefarsh Gemara in Menachos, Adaf Mem Gimel, that says the Baraka that we say in the morning is she'asani Yisrael. So we'll see later on what Rav Soloveitchik had to say about that. That was because of the censors. That they changed it to Shasani Yisrael. That's why it's low Shasani Goy. Then they changed it back when there were less censors. But the Gemara possibly really didn't say that in Shasani Yisrael. There's a Mefarsh Tosefta, which was obviously not as popular as the Gemara's, which says Shasani Nochri. That was the appropriate bracha. Because the question is, what does Goy mean? So we know that the word Goy really means nation, right? We use it today to mean goyim. Everybody says goyim. So it's not a joke. Many have written, many gedolim have written that we should be careful about saying, oh, the goyim, it's this terrible goyim, it's terrible goyim. Because what are we known? Goy echad v'aretz. We're goyim. We're the goyim. I've heard of Rav Shech say this once, that we're goyim. We're the goyim. So we don't make fun of the goyim. And so then maybe, this is very important, because then you have to be careful of what language you're using. And this was the Rav, which bothered the Rav. Rav Soloveitchik said that you can't use this lashon of she'asani. The question becomes like this. The question becomes, we had certain times in history when the defus was changed. The most famous that comes to mind is the Alein L'Shaveach, right? We don't say, or some don't say, or at least it's in print, she'hem mishtachem le'evavarik, when we find l'kel l'shia. Certainly nobody spits at that point, at least that I've seen. That used to be the minhag. They took it out. Why? Because that's specifically talking about Shehei Vishtachim Le'elvarik. They're talking about specifically Christianity. So the question becomes that what happens when the original bracha, let's say, L'kulei Alma, is that you did not make me a Nachri. That you did not make me a true, what we call a Goy, even a Gentile. Nachri, Gentile. Do we change it? So the Rav said for sure, the Rav was no hate. Everybody says this, it doesn't seem to be a contradiction. He said the bracha, Shelo Asani Nochri, that you have not made me a Gentile. As opposed to Shelo Asani Goy. Now, when they put the Shagoy in, so that, with the censors, probably didn't ring a bell, so then this is, you haven't made me like other nations. So that didn't bother them so much. She'asani Yisrael, it's interesting that the Gemara would quote that, because we'll see later on, that there is bedafka that we use a negative connotation to this. And we'll see why in a second. And then we also have, so let's continue in the Ovid Kochavim. So then he says, the imbirech mitchila shelo asani isha, yesh omrim deshuv, lo yachol uvarech, shelo asani akum. That these brachas, we should know, were put in a certain order first. And we'll see why as well. And then Shiloh Asani Abed maybe can say Ki Isha Adifa Mishayim. We'll see why. We may right. Okay, so basically the Mishnah Berurah is really going on the more of the nitty gritty. An Eved Shanola Eved. What exactly happens? Somebody who's a Ger, and that's what he discusses. But what I want to discuss tonight is specifically Shiloh Asani Isha. But I also want to discuss first of all some interesting points. The Bir Halacha brings us, and this is, as we quoted from the Isha Yisrael. This is the Isha Yisrael, as we said last week, Rabbi Pfeiffer, and so he quotes the Minhagim of the Stifler, the Stifler's son, who's currently living in Bnei Brak. So here's the first Machlokas he brings. When do we say it? Before or after? So I had ventured to say last week that I think that there's a raya to say it before, because what happened? I'm sorry. Good point. before all the other brachas. What do? We say, we at the Ashkenazim, Lachin ben Yom Uvein Laila. So that bracha has absolutely nothing to do with us. We can't do anything about that. God does that. Then we say, Shelo Asani Goy, Shelo Asani Yav, Shelo Asani Isha. Again, nothing I could do about that. Then we start to go into things that we actually kind of control. Malvi Sharumin, we're thanking Hashem, we're supposed to put it on our clothes. Or you're going to say, no, it should be in the end. So this is a machloikis that's born in the Orach HaShulchan, where he questions what it should be in the beginning or the end. The question is as follows, do we go according to Iker Seder HaBriya? Meaning, do we go according to the way a person should have normally, as we learned last week, these brachas were not supposed to be said in shul. These were said as you were doing things. So in the times of the Gemara when they said it, this was for sure the Gemara in brachas. We know you said all of the brachas of Malvish Arumi Bakeach Ibrim before you got to shul, and then possibly you said Shelo Asani Goy, Shelo Asani Avi, Shelo Asani Isha. So maybe you should keep that in place, which the Sahari does, which the Svardim do. Or you're going to say, no, we decided that we're going to say all the brachas, we're going to say all the brachas in shul. So you should definitely start with the brachas, the Seder Briya. The first thing is, the most important thing is that Hashem created me not like the other nations, that Hashem created me not an Eved, that Hashem created me not a woman, for whatever reason. You can't walk out yet, because it's going to be good.
Yeah.
Why did they start saying Yeshua? Definitely quoted in the Rambam, definitely quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. It was definitely done then. I don't know how much after the Gemara was done. We know the reason. The reason was is that people weren't making the brachas. It was difficult for them to remember all the brachas to say it. So if you look at the first page of our Shulchan Aruch, starts with Mem Vav. Kishiyar Mishnah, so he says Elokai Neshama. Kishiyomer, when you hear the call of Taran Agolos in the morning, Hanosin Les Ravina. Kishilovesh, Malbish Arumin. Kishaniach Yadav, right? When you're supposed to, Yaniach Yadav, you wash Negelvasser, and then you're supposed to put some of the water on your eyes, as we said, you say Pakeyach Ibri. So and so forth, when you put your hat on. What? Oh, this guy, keep going. Kishiyose Yivarach Matir Asurim. When a person, Matir Asurim was, that they're able to sit. Also, we mentioned last week that we don't realize what we think the point of the brachas are, and I'll prove this tonight, is not the point of the brachas. I personally, if I would think conceptually, what the point of Shelo Asani Avid is that thank God that Hashem has not made me someone who has to do backbreaking labor the whole day. That is not nothing to do with what the bracha is. It's nothing to do with the bracha. That's not what the bracha is. Shelo Asani Goy, so conceptually I think we would think, which is probably correct, I could do mitzvahs. Shelo Asani Isha, that's really going to be the big question. What do we conceptually think? Do we think, oh, Hashem made us better, the women, not necessarily true. We'll get to that in a moment. Another machloikis, brought by the Bach, and that's as follows. So the Bach says what the lashon of the bracha is. So the Gemara says, this Bach says, the Gemara says, as we know, there's a Gemara that says that there's a machloikis, is it better that man was created or wasn't created? Right, the machloikis goes back and forth, and they end, okay, man was created already, even though he does have eros, he was created. Let him be created, let him stay, you shouldn't die. So the Bach said, based on that Gemara, we should say, not only was man created, but we have a milo, we have a special attribute over the other people. Because we're Jews, because we're not avodim, because we're not women. And therefore, that's why you have to say these brachas. And therefore, that's why you can't say, Shah Soni Yisrael, that God made Yisrael. No, we have to recognize it's special hodah to Hashem. Special gratitude that he didn't make us a guy, that he didn't make us an Avodah Zarah, son of Isha. The Taz says as follows, that why don't we say again, negative connotation? So he says the negative connotation is, we want to say, we don't want to say Shia son of Yisrael, because if we say Shia son of Yisrael, we're implicating, Goyim, they're nothing. But no, we need to learn out that Shelo Asani Goy, it's good that Hashem didn't make me a goy, but there's still a reason for the goyim. The goyim have their tafkid. They have their jobs in the olam. Rabbi Aaron Soloveitchik always used to say this, that a person needs to be very careful in last week's parsha. Tzelem Elokim, it doesn't say Tzelem Elokim only the Jews. Tzelem Elokim, everybody was created by Tzelem Elokim. And we have to be careful, the bracha of Shiloh Asani Goy isn't, those Nachrim, they're horrible, they're terrible people. We were given special jobs, they were given jobs of what they should do. And those are different things, but it doesn't mean that better that they weren't created, better that we were created. The Gemara says, better that everybody was created. So that's the distinction the Taz makes. And finally, the Beis Yosef says, is really the reason why we're going in this order is the Chiyuv B'Mitzvos. That's really the most important thing here. That we want to understand is that there's a Chiyuv here of Mitzvos. Again, the guy has absolutely no Chiyuv of Mitzvos. Right? He said Mitzvos, but he knows it's fine. But he doesn't have the Mitzvos. The Eved, so the Eved has Mitzvos Atzei as Mangrami, he doesn't have to do. Why? Because he is Meshubad, he is a servant of his master, and therefore he can't go to the master and go, listen, I really would like to clean the floor now, but I can't because I have to go daven. That's Atzei. Mitzvos Atzei as Mangrami. Very similar to the woman, except the next level is the woman. She's better than the Eved. Why? Yes, she doesn't do Mitzvos Atzei Shaman Grama, but she has Mitzvos Shilahem. She has the Mitzvos of Neiros, which an Eved doesn't have to do. He can't do. She has many other mitzvahs which she does, which is unique to the woman than the man. And therefore, the Beis Yosef says, we go in the specific order to thank Hashem, because then we have the man who has to do all the mitzvahs. And we'll see in a second exactly what that means as well. What does it mean he has to do all the mitzvahs? Then, the Isha Yisrael discusses a machlokas, which was going to segue us into this first piece that the Rav said, which is, what is the nusach of the brachas? Of Shiloh Asani Goy. So he quotes three distinct shitas. Three ideas. Idea number one is Shiloh Asani Akum. Akum is probably the most specific term to Goyim, and that's Oved Kachom Mazalos. These are idol worshippers, right? Specifically talking about Goyim. So he quotes Shel Sechulis Eloch HaShlomo, who says, you should not change the Nusach. But then they quote, based on a Sefer, that Meyid, that this person was a witness that the Chavetz Chaim said the Baracha, Shiloh Asani Akum, possibly. And that maybe you should say Shiloh Asani Nachri, which we said the Rav did. Or no, Ein L'shanos, you should not change the Nusach. This is what it was changed to Shiloh Asani Goy, that's who we should keep it as. So what I want to discuss tonight is four views from different Rabbanim of how they see this bracha of Shiloh Asani Yisha, and we'll also touch upon these three set of brachas. The first is a sefer which, thankfully, I was just shown this week. There was a Rav in Maimonides, fortunately, his name is a Rav, I believe, Wachshel, and he was a rabbi in the Maimonides school. He was someone who came here from the Holocaust, he moved to Boston, the Rav came, he became very close to the Rav, but I would assume that they, from age-wise, were pretty close in age. And based on the teachings that he learned from the Rav, from Rav Soloveitchik, he has a sefer on tefillah. And Rogamuf, thank you very much. Excellent. Great bekiyas. Rogamuf, right. So Rabbi Rogamuf says as follows. What does it mean, Shiloh Asani Goy? So he makes his distinction that the Rav was very upset with. That Shiloh Asani Goy, Goy refers to a nation, Nachri refers to a Gentile. The Gemara Menachos says Shiloh Asani Yisrael. How can it be? We should say Shiloh Asani Yisrael. So he says, no, the Tosefta takes priority, because the Tosefta was written, the censors didn't know about the Tosefta, and it says Nachri, and therefore we should go with Nachri, because that's the proper thing. And therefore the Rav clearly said this bracha, Shiloh Asani Nachri, and not Shiloh Asani Goy. And therefore it shouldn't be changed. And why don't you say Shasani Yisrael? So the Rav gives another cute idea, is that he says, when you say Shasani Yisrael, right? He says, the person that's going to be embarrassed, and he lives in a Goyish town, and he's going to scream, Shasani Yisrael, instead of Shiloh Asani Goy. What are you saying? Shasani Yisrael means, I am the warrior of God. I am the one who's going to fight for God. Are you so frum? Can you really say that bracha? Are you a true Yisrael? The Aruch HaShulchan has this lashon too. What, you think you're so frum? You're ready? Shasani Yisrael, oh, I'm great. No, we use it in the negative. Next, Shiloh Asani Ovid v'Shiloh Asani Yisrael. By the way, this is Rav Hirsch, which we'll quote at the end of this year. Rav Hirsch also has this idea of the difference of the Nusach, which we'll discuss later. Shiloh Asani Avid, Shiloh Asani Isha. So this is what he says. we learned about mitzvah saseh shazman grama, that a woman is not chayav. So many question, what is the reason they're not chayav? So Rabbi Rogelmuth says that the reason, it's difficult to say that the reason is because they're of, that they bear children. And therefore they have to keep, they have to take care of the children, they're running after the children all the time. So if you say that though, how can it be that, that the Rabbanim in their infinite wisdom would create a halacha that applies to a certain population? Why don't we say, if you're not married, so then you should do mitzvah saseh shazman grama. So he said that many Rabbanim, he quoted Rabbi Rachman says this, that a person is because of, the women have it specifically because of their menstrual cycle, therefore that's the reason. Whatever the reason may be, we are chayiv, we as men are chayiv in all mitzvahs. And because we're chayiv in all mitzvahs, this is a bracha that we say, shelo asani isha, that we were not created as a woman. However, we were created to do all mitzvahs and we're chayiv in all mitzvahs. However, he pointed out that the Rav said this many times, that it is not at all an inyan, that there's a feeling of superiority over women. It is to overcome the resentment that we have more mitzvahs than they do. And we'll see that this appears to be a very, very similar idea by many other rabbis. That we, I don't know, I have this mindset, or at least I have this mindset that this is the best bracha we can say. Oh, this is really where we show that big difference between women. And we see the Rav doesn't say this, Rav Aaron Soloveitchik doesn't say this, Rabbi Hirsch doesn't say this. That's not at all what the bracha is talking about. And a person needs to understand what the bracha is. Then the Rav says as follows. This is also, I think, extremely interesting. Who formulated the bracha Shlos HaMisha? It was formulated by Rav Meir. Rav Meir was married to the famous Bruria. The Bruria, when Bruria would get into an argument with Rav Meir, the Gemara says that he always held like Bruria. He always held like his wife. You should all be zayicha to believe this too. That whenever there's a machlokas in Torah, not a machlokas in who should take the garbage out, that you'd always hold like Bruria. Both Bruria and Rabbi Meir saw their father, this is Rabbi Meir's father, Rabbi Chanina ben Trajan and Rabbi Akiva were massacred, as we know, for what reason? For being Jewish, but even more so for being studiers of Torah. Because they learned Torah in public, therefore they were killed. Not only were they killed, Nabuch, they were killed in such a terrible way.
Who was Bruria's father?
Bruria's father-in-law was Rav Chanina ben Trajan. And therefore, Rabbi Meir, in his infinite wisdom, said, this is something that's unique to men than to women. In that time, women were not killed because they were learning Torah, specifically because they were not probably teaching Torah. Women, Nabuch, were humiliated, and women were forced to be prostitutes and other things, but they were not killed. And Rabbi Meir said, Shelo Asani Isha is a bracha that is said, this is what the Rav is saying this, probably because they were unique in that they were being able to be Mekadosh, the ultimate mitzvah of Mekadosh Shem Shemayim. That they could die al Kiddush Hashem, which is such a high level. And therefore, this is a special bracha of Kiddush Hashem. So why was there a bracha created, Shatani Kirtzona, which the Rambam already quotes, or says quoted already as something that should be said? Shatzani Kirtzono was created because Nabuch, what happened later on in life, in the Crusades, where it didn't matter who you were, if you were a man or you were a woman, right? As we know, Rachman Islam from the Holocaust, it didn't matter who you were. You were killed because you were Jewish. And therefore, the Rav says that that's why these two brachas are very important. He adds that a person, it's also important to understand that it's not just... On the woman's bracha. Oh, good question. So I think maybe that answer would be given in two steps, and that's going to be what Rav Aaron Soloveitchik says. The next thing that the Rav says, and what he ends with in this specific bracha, is he says that we should understand that there's not a chiyuv in that a woman's not allowed to learn Torah. In fact, the Shulchan Aruch points out very clearly that a woman must say Birchas HaTorah in the morning. Why? Bracha is because they have dinim shalahem, that women have to learn specific halachas that relate to them. And the following story is related. The Rav used to always tell the story, apparently, I don't know this, but that during World War I, it was known that throughout Poland, women knew nothing about Torah, and they couldn't even read. And that they had these Yiddish, what? Right. Right. And they, that's how they would daven Nebuch, because they didn't even know. It's like... having an art school and reading the art school, then no. I'm going to say something positive about art school today, I promise. So he says, I promise, I promise. I have a very good thing to say about art school. So he said, I have one negative thing to say about art school later, but a positive one. So, I don't even know who the art school people are. I just bought a lot of serum from them. They're shipping it to me, so we're on good terms now. Maybe they won't ship it to me, they'll just take my money. So anyway, so the Rav says as follows, that they didn't know. So the famous Chofetz Chaim got up at a famous convention of Rabbanim, and he said that, Rabbanim, you need to understand the importance of learning Torah to women. And the Rabbanim went nuts. They said, what are you saying, Chofetz Chaim, the famous, what does it say? Kol hamelamed, bitol Torah, what? Ki evil lomi tiflas, nothing, how can you do that? So he says, let me ask you a question, the Chofetz Chaim says, this is the wit of the Chofetz Chaim. This is what happens if a woman comes to you, a shiksa, a real shiksa, and she says, I want to become Jewish. What do we do? What's the halacha? So, okay, they're trying to tell her, no, Judaism's horrible. Now, okay, now she's at the stage she's becoming Jewish. What do you do? You have to teach her. She has to know. So all the rabbis say, of course, you have to teach her about Shabbos. You have to teach her about... He goes, oh, a shiksa, you're going to teach about Torah. And when it comes to these women who don't know anything, there are those things you can't teach. They got the point. From the Chofetz Chaim said this, they got the point. Beit Yaakov. Yes, that's what it's going to end with. Beautiful. So that's exactly what the Rav said. Who founded the Beit Yaakov movement? Who was the one that was so forward? And look what Beit Yaakov has done. It's established women that understand what's going on and understand what the halachas are. Extremely important. So, I think the reason for that we should understand also is that the Baruch of Shalos and Isha is not just saying that we have this tremendous exclusive of learning Torah, which we do have. But it's also about the mitzvahs. My Chavrus's uncle is Joel Walowski. He's wrote a number of svarim. One of the svarim that he wrote, or some people, anyway, is called Women, Jewish Law, and Modernity. And now he has the bracha about, the discussion about this bracha, and how offensive it is to women. He doesn't discuss that it shouldn't be said. What he does discuss, interestingly, is that it should not be said publicly. As we pointed out, for those of us that go to the later minyanim, the chazan gets up in the morning and he says brachas. Right, in all minyanim they do this. They say the brachas in the morning. So should she announce publicly, shalos on Isha, isn't that offensive to women? Specifically nowadays that women are makhbet to come to shul. So he goes into many other differences in the social environment now, that how should we say in Simchas Torah that the Kiddush is going to take place after everybody's received their aliyah. Okay, we're going to have to wait a long time, because none of the women are receiving her aliyah. Okay, no, I don't think that's... So he says as follows, here's his rayas, why it should be said silently. Very interesting. Rabbi Baruch Epstein tells the following story about his answer. Baruch Epstein was the Torah Tamimah. He said that from time to time, his aunt would become very, very bitter when an ignorant man, an ignoramus, who didn't know anything about the words of the sitter, would come and would recite in front of her face the bracha of Shalom Asani Goy, Shalom Asani Isha. Moreover, not only did he recite this bracha, but she should answer Amen to this? How can this be done? She said to hear this internal symbol of shame is an embarrassment to all women. This is what she said. So who is Rabbi Epstein? Who was his aunt? His aunt was Netziv's wife, the daughter of Rav Itzel Volozhin, the granddaughter of Rav Chaim Volozhin. That's not just Dama woman. So she was offended by this bracha. He pointed out that there is a biography written about Rabbi Epstein. I'm not sure who published it, but I believe it's Art Scroll. And interestingly enough, he writes that this entire paragraph was omitted from the translation of the book. Apparently the book was written in another language, let's assume the Hebrew, and this part was taken out. No, they didn't have enough space. So, that's the first thing that he quotes. The second thing that he quotes, and if, I'm going to give my 2 cents in a moment, is that he quotes the Maori Or. The Maori Or was Rav Aaron of Worms. He was a Talmud of the Shagas Aryeh. He was the Rosh Hashiva, the Dayan, and the Rav HaRashi of Metz. And he says, it seems that we are forbidden to say Shalom Asani Goy publicly because it endangers hatred upon the Gentiles. And Shalom Asani Isha aloud, we shouldn't say, because it insults it insults a person, and we know Hamavlos Lechaveiro is wrong. That's what he says. So my only problem with what he says, Bechod Dr. Walowski, is number one, I don't know if you can take an obscure source of the Moray Or and say that's the way we should hold because one person said it. We don't see it in modern day Svarim. We don't see it in earlier Svarim. And number two, just because of Hanaga of one person, forget about if it was in the Tziv. Well, let's say it was in the Tziv himself. So still, I don't know if that's the way you should hold is the halacha. And he really doesn't conclude and say this is what you must do, but it's an interesting idea to understand that we should understand that. And I think that what he's missing, if I can say that, is I think he's missing what the point of the bracha is. I don't think that is an offensive bracha. And if a woman sees it as offensive, it just shows that she doesn't understand the bracha. And if a man thinks that it's a superior bracha, it shows that he doesn't understand the bracha. And I think that is as clear as black and white from Rav Aaron Soloveitchik writes about this. Oh, thank you for the segue. So Rav Aaron Soloveitchik says, Shastani Kirtzono is a specific bracha for women. Why? Look what the beauty of Rav Aaron, look what he writes. That in connection to this, a woman should say the bracha that Hashem has created kirtzono, like His image. And he goes on and he says as follows: Bracha shalosan isha ki'ilu, that the chachamim made a ki'ilu taknu bracha shemishfila et hanashim ki'ilu shehagvarim, that the men omrim bracha zu shetov. Shalom Nivra Isha, that's what it should seem, that's the idea of the bracha. Could it be that men, we're greater than women, and you really shouldn't have created, men are better than women, you should have created women. Aval ha-chachamim kvar amru, however, our rabbis have already told us, kol makom, right, that basically says it's a stupidity, that we know that this has nothing to do with it, and a person shouldn't think this. The hapirish hanachon v'amiti. Here is the truthful and the right explanation of the bracha she'asani kisona. Listen to this. I think this is unbelievable. Mora kihi bracha alias umadreg elyona. This bracha is showing that kisona that women are on a higher level. Ki ha'isha mivarchas alkach she'akadosh baruch hu. That a woman makes this bracha that Hashem created her. Leos kirtzono. In nature, l'beteva kirtzono. That I am, the woman is saying that God created me thankful, that God created me kirtzono. That I am exactly like Him. Kiviyacho. Shalach kodesh baruch hu. Shezeh michema gedola. How greater can it be to make a bracha that you created me exactly like you? He continues. Ve'lu hagever. And those men, tzarech l'baruch, what? Shelo asani kirtzona. Habracha hazeh, he ke'inyon baruch dynamis. Really, when we say he writes shelo asani kirtzona, we're really saying shelo asani isha, we're really saying baruch dynamis. What do you mean baruch dynamis? Shekashem shevarchin la'atov, kach mevarchin la'ara. That just like you have to bless Hashem for the good that He's given us, so too on the bad. Rav Aaron is saying, and this is very extreme because the exact opposite is said about the bracha of women, and I think the Taz says this. He says that the ki'ilu, this is siddur kadim for the women, that they should realize that they're not like men. Rav Aaron says the opposite, that the man is really saying shelo asani isha, that I am so close, I can't make the bracha shatani kirtzona because Hashem did not create me like Hashem. What does that mean? And this is what he says: the asiba lakach shehi shakolish baruch hu bares ha'ish v'she'isha b'tzuras shonos. They created them differently. What's the reason? The women was created with the godless, the beauty of rachamim. Therefore, what do we call the different part of a woman's body? In Hebrew, is called the rachem. The uterus is called the rachem because they're balas rachamim. And balas rachamim is one of the attributes of Hashem, of mercy, being merciful. This is something that men don't have. In fact, we daven many times on slichos, we say, Hashem, Hashem, tel rachim v'chanan, we want to emulate those attributes of Hashem. And already, one of those attributes women have already, and they're Baalas Rachman. And clearly, Rav Aaron says, the most important point is this idea of why do we have to do mitzvot? The reason why that we have to do mitzvot is because we're striving to reach the level of Kirtzono, of being like Hashem, where the woman was already created Kirtzono. If you take this to heart, this changes the whole bracha. If you say that, if you go to the extreme of saying it's baruch dynamis, so how are you going to say that you shouldn't say this out loud? I would think that all women want you to say this out loud. The idea again is that the reason why we have to do more mitzvot than women is because Nebuch, we're not on that level. That is what Rav Aaron says. Let's now move to the last Peshat, and that's the Peshat of Rav Schwab. Art School did a tremendous thing. Art School put out a sefer of the Shiurim of Rav Schwab, which I was zoicha to hear on tape. He used to give in Washington Heights the Shiurim on Tefillah. Unbelievable Shiurim. He actually gave the Shiurim in English, because then I would understand them. And Art School basically transcribed these Shiurim. And it's a sefer that's obviously in English. It's a great sefer to buy to understand what's going on in davening. I recommend it highly. But you don't have to buy the hardcover. The softcover is also good. So Rav Schwab says as follows. And then this, actually, Rav Monk, who writes a famous sefer called The World of Prayer, he has a similar idea. He asks, why do we say the bracha, as we pointed out in the beginning of this year, Shelo Asani Goy? It should be Shasani Yisroel. Why do we say Shelo Asani Ovid? So he says, what do we think when we say the bracha? Again, conceptually, that Shelo Asani is a negative. So he says, are we saying, could it be that we're saying that we don't want to be like this week's parasha, like Noah? Sadik Hayab Adaroso, he was the Sadik. What about Shem Ve'Aver? They were Goyim. They taught Yaakov and Yitzchak Torah. We shouldn't be like them. We don't want to be like them. They're horrible people. Yisro, a parasha was added in the Torah for Yisro. We don't want to be like Eov, because Eov was called Avdei Eov, a servant. Shelo Asani Eved, we don't want to be like an Eved. Oh, God forbid, we should be like who? Eliezer, the famous servant of Abraham, who it is written about him. The Torah says, Hamosha Bakol, Asher Lo, Rashi says that he was the one who was able to rule over his evil inclination even more than Abraham Avinu. Can you imagine the level? We would assume that Avraham Avinu, of course, was able, but he even more so was able to control the Yetzer Hara. Yes, and we shouldn't be, Rav Schwab says, like Rabbi Gamliel, his servant, Tuvia, who it says, he was a Talmud Chacham who is Zoicha, he should have got Smicha. This is a Gemara in Sukkah, and the Gemara in Yoma says this. And of course, we shouldn't be like the servant, the maidservant, a woman of Rabbi Yehuda, who the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah and Mord Katan says, the Rabbanim, Rabbi Yehuda Anasi's maidservant, the Chachamim would ask her, the Shilas, to Paskin Halacha, she was so smart. And Shelo Asani Isha, God forbid we should be like our Imos, Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, Valeya. God forbid we should be like Devorah. God forbid we should be like Esther. Can we say this? Chas v'shalom. That's not what we're saying. We are saying that we as men have a special opportunity to do mitzvos. To do all the mitzvahs, which women don't have. This special opportunity to do mitzvahs, as we said before, is in a different order. We start with the guy. The guy is given sheva mitzvahs b'nei noach. Beautiful. No. He's given sheva mitzvahs to do. That's all he has to do. So on one hand, you can think to yourself, wow, he's a lucky guy. Sheva mitzvahs b'nei noach, and he's done. But no, we are able to do so many more mitzvahs. Number two, the Eved. The Eved of the Yisha are similar. We said, Mitzvah Saseh Shazman Groma, but what do we say about the woman? We say that she has Mitzvah Shalahem. She has Mitzvah that the Eved is not allowed to do. Right? The Eved can't say on Shabbos, well, I'm like a woman, a man Eved, and says, I have to light candles now. No. He's not allowed to.
Like a version of
right? Yeah, in a way. And then what do we say? We say the Gemara, famous Gemara. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Gimel says, Godel mitzuva ose, ena mitzuva ose. That better is the person who is mitzuva ose, is commanded and does, than that one who volunteers and does by himself. Why? So Tosfos explains. Because those who are mitzuva ose, Those where Hashem told him you must do, those were created with a tremendous, tremendous evil inclination. With at every step you try to do the mitzvah, there's going to be that evil inclination that tells you, no, you're going to get up, it's raining outside, you're going to go to a shir now, it's dark outside, it's been dark for 6 hours already. Go home, be with your wife, have a good time. You know, there's no Yankee game, maybe there's something else to watch on TV, don't worry about it, it's a must-see TV tonight. Go, don't worry about it. And the women doesn't have the same Yetzirah because they were not mitzvah in the mitzvahs. And Rabbi Schwab says this is different than what we believe, right? He says, the society says, oh, those that volunteer, those are the true people. Those that come up and step up in front of the bat and says, we're going to be the volunteers, as opposed to those that are called up and said, okay, you have to go to whatever, Iraq, and you have to go fight because that's your duty. You signed on to that, rather than the person that says, you know what, I'm going to go do this. No. We as Jews believe, Godel Mitzvah Yosef, better the person that was commanded to, go ahead and do the mitzvahs you were asked to do. And therefore, he says that this is a beautiful bracha. This is a bracha that God lists of the mitzvahs that we have to do. We all want to reach this level of closeness to Hashem. So he says, Shirasani Kirtzono, similar to what Rav Aaron said, Shirasani Kirtzono is we want to reach a level of being like Hashem. And therefore, what do we say? A man has to put tefillin on. A woman doesn't put tefillin on. What does it say about a man who doesn't put tefillin on? It says many things. One thing it says, the Gemara says, Posha Yisrael Begufo. Right? That a person who doesn't put tefillin on, it's like, it's disgusting. He's lost his Yirah Shemayim. He's, you know, many things it says. It says it specifically by men. If you do this thing, Ki Lo Ovid Avodah Zarah. Why? Because we're given these mitzvahs. I think this is going to be explained, and I'll end with this, the idea of the following line, which we say many, many times, because this is the vort between Mincha Meir, is what? You have to say, Rabbi Chanan ben Akasha Omer, Ratzach l'shbaruch l'zachos Yisrael. Hashem wanted to give a gift to Yisrael. What he did? Hirba lehem Torah mitzvahs. He gave them a lot of Torah mitzvahs. Right? That was his gift. No. Let's go back to our conceptual. You want to give me a gift? Let me sleep in the morning. You want to give me a gift? Don't make me spend $1,000 on tefillin. What does it mean? Because the difference is we're different than Goyim. Many Rabbanim have said this idea that we're different. Why? Because a person can actually wake up in the morning and shave and he gets a mitzvah. What am I talking about? If he doesn't shave with a razor, he's makayim a mitzvah midoraisa of not shaving with a razor. Rabbi Tendler, I remember once said, he thinks the chiyuv, a person should shave in the base medrash. Because you're doing a mitzvah midoraisa. It's like putting tefillin on. That if a person drinks a cup of water and doesn't just drink it and it makes a bracha of shehakol niyabedvaro, he gets a mitzvah. That if a person before he goes to sleep thinks for a split second, I'm not just going to sleep, I'm going to sleep to help me in the morning so that I can better, not necessarily learn Torah and wake up for davening in the morning, so that I can go work, because that's also a mitzvah midaraisa. Here, but Torah mitzvahs, not just the mitzvahs that we think about, that sometimes bother us, but he's given us all these opportunities to reach the level of Shatani Kirtzono. That we can go up to him and say, yes, Kel Rachim Mechanon, I try to be Erech HaPayim, I try to be. To reach this level is truly what a person has to strive for. And that's why we're better than Goyim, or Nachrim, and that's why we're better than the Eben, and that's why we're better than the woman, is because we were given all these different opportunities. And any way you look at it, these are fascinating, fascinating brachas. And again, as we pointed out last week, these should be brachas that we should stop for a second and understand what we're saying. We're not saying shalos ani oved. Thank God I don't have to go now to the fields and whatever. And we're not saying, oh, thank God I'm not goyim and I can't go out to, and I don't have to go out to a bar and then waste all my money on drinks. No. We were given mitzvahs. And again, we should understand shalos ani isha is not necessarily a terrible thing. It's a very positive thing. We are recognizing the fact that we're not like women. Women can sit at home and don't have to go to davening in the morning. That's very important. Next week, Mitzvah Hashem, we'll start a very, very interesting topic of Birchas HaTorah. And Birchas HaTorah, we'll probably have to spend a few weeks on this. There's a lot of different things to discuss. But the sheets here discuss the idea of learning Torah before Birchas HaTorah, what the whole idea of Birchas HaTorah, why Birchas HaTorah was created. And I think we'll find it to be very interesting. Please read your email to see what time Myriv is next week, so that we can start the shiur either after the 8:45 Myriv or after the 9:05 Myriv, but make sure you know what time Myriv is so you can come on time.